This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is the end. This is the end. My only friend.
Beautiful friend.
All right, Larry Pinkney is always a really great guest. He's always on fire. But he was in fuego 2 weeks ago. I had people come up to me. I went on vacation for a week at the beach and in restaurants and at a grocery store the other day. Well, we want more of that Black Panther guy. He's all, we want him. I'm like, great, you got him. So that's coming up next segment. But I want to air this report about the second phase of the COVID hoax and the lockdown. And the fact that this is meant to create a total depression against all Americans, and they're openly in the news saying they want to kill the dollar. This report is at Band.Video. Lockdown Part 2 is here. And again, we're going to be protesting this Sunday at the Texas Capitol. We're launching a nationwide movement. WeCan'tBreathe.News. Here is the report.
The world is going into an artificial financial collapse. And the head of the United Nations Sustainable Development Organization said last week that that's a good thing, and they're using COVID to lower our standard of living to save the planet. But it's a bunch of trillion-dollar companies and billionaires who make themselves tax-exempt and own slave factories in China, like Apple and Nike, that are then lecturing us that we should be poor and shouldn't be able to go on a trip or have a swimming pool or have a car or air conditioning. Remember when Obama told Africans in Africa, you can't have cars or air conditioning? That's what this is about, is making slavery cool. And COVID-19 is the economic weapon that won't just make us poor. It's going to kill hundreds of millions of people in the long term. Now, I'm going to get into the new lockdown measures that we always knew were coming. It's been pre-engineered in a moment. But first, let's just remember that it's on record that all these hospitals were completely empty, and that the hospital ships Trump sent, there was no patients for them. And let's remember that it's now come out that for any patient they claimed had COVID, they got over $52,000 and would put COVID on charts when the person didn't even have COVID. And that they would count people who died of heart attacks and cancer and pneumonia or the flu as COVID again to get the money. It's been engineered all over the world because the WHO, the UN, set the standards and the parameters. And then when all those medical doctors came out, prestigious scientists, the head former virologist at Rockefeller Hospital came out and said, this is a hoax, this is a fraud, they were banned off of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, because the system knows this hoax can't stand the light of day. And the virus, which is a real virus and a nasty pneumonia, can't stand the light of day. That's why they're trying to keep you locked in to these compact cities. And that's why it spread the most and killed the most people in blue cities and blue states that are these urban canyons where people don't get sunlight. Blue states, blue cities are making similar announcements saying, hey, you got to wear masks for the next year. You can never take your mask off. This is all about creating fear and testing obedience and control over the population to wreck the economy and bring in a planetary government based on medical tyranny. There's still time to stop this operation. They've been planning this for decades. The Rockefeller Foundation admits on record with Bill and Melinda Gates. We have their battle plans. And if the public simply speaks out and exposes it, it will fail. That's why they brought in total censorship ahead of this and during this to shut down debate. But if we get the information to members of the Senate and to good governors like Governor Abbott, and if you hit the streets and demonstrate and don't let the left intimidate you from exercising your First Amendment, we're going to win. The globalists know that conservatives on average are very compliant, and we believe it helps America. And so they're telling us that we have to stay indoors or we're bad, but the leftist and the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, they're heroes when they go out and protest. This is all a form of martial law to make the American people stand down ahead of this election with election fraud being prepared to artificially, fraudulently remove President Trump. We can stop it if we simply do the research, face the facts, and take action and say no. COVID-19 is a hoax. It's not killing anyone but old people. That's why they sent people that had it to the old folks' homes to get the numbers up. Instead of bowing down to the politicians that follow UN orders, these governors that ordered people into nursing homes to get the death numbers up should be indicted, tried, and imprisoned. We either go on the offense or we're totally enslaved. It really is up to all of us now what we're going to do. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Justice, when Martin Luther King said, judging people not about what color they are or what sex they are, but what they build, what they stand for, what their integrity is. We all know that. I don't care what color you are. You're cooking good food, I'm going to your restaurant. I don't care what color you are. You're singing beautiful music or playing beautiful music. I love you. I don't care what color you are. You're a beautiful person. I love you. But instead, they teach us it's not about who we are. It's about what color we are, which is the same thing the Nazis taught. You see the total abandonment by the left and by the liberals, supposedly, of the promise of what America was shooting for, not that we ever reached it. Why has it been abandoned? Because the global corporations run slave camps in China and Africa and Latin America, and they know our weak spot is the fact we do care. So they show us how we're bad and magnify it and twist it, so they can run away with the whole planet's future. That's my view. But Larry Pinkney's come on many times in the last 15 years, done an amazing job, author, researcher, one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party, been a political prisoner, dealt with COINTELPRO, but he transcended all that and forgave the system. But he's fighting to build a new system for everybody. He's written the Saying No to Power, autobiography of 20th century activist and thinker, and, of course, blackactivistwg.org. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio. Veteran of the Black Panther Party, former minister of the Interior Republic of New Africa, former political prisoner of Only American to have successfully self-authored his civil political rights to the United Nations under the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights in connection with his political organizing activities. In opposition to voter suppression, Pinkney was interviewed again, international televised PBS NewsHour. He's been on everything. He's here with us now. Larry, don't pause for me, because you've been on fire with what's happening and what we're witnessing, and now they're pulling down Lincoln statues and anti-slaver statues, and now the left's announcing, we've got the article, they want Jesus Christ statues taken down. We've got a new Jussie Smollett out here with Bubba Wallace in the noose. I mean, what in the hell is going on from your expert perspective?
What's going on is a concerted effort to destroy the Republic. Let me be clear about that. They want to destroy the Republic. This is not about, and first of all, let me extend my greetings and love and strength to you, Brother Alex, and to InfoWars, and to all patriots of this Republic. Now, let me get back to what I was saying. The fact is that the objective, their goal, what their goal is to cause as much chaos, division, and disunity as possible. That's what they thrive on. That is precisely what they grow and thrive on. And we, black, white, brown, red, yellow, we citizens of this republic must understand that. Do not be hoodwinked or bamboozled. All right? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what is going on. We are united. We will continue to be united, and we are growing. We are growing daily. So, I don't mean to go on and on, but to me, from my subjective perspective, that is what is happening.
I totally agree with you. They admit that's what they're doing. How do you think we counter this? Because it's just getting more intense every day, more insane.
Well, the more intense that it becomes, actually, is what we have to do, as some scientists say. We have to take the nastiness and reverse it. And I don't mean we have to be nasty in return. We simply need to push for the boomerang effect. And what do I mean by the boomerang effect? What I mean is that we have the capability, and by we, I mean all patriots, black, white, brown, red, yellow, citizens of this republic. We have got to hold on tightly to one another. We have got to remember that we are not the quote-unquote minority. We are, in fact, the majority, all right? But we have got to inform one another, keep putting it out there. We've got to seize the narrative. Take the narrative. It's our narrative. It's our republic. It doesn't belong to these lunatics and thugs and liars. And let me give you the three P's. The three P's. Parasitic political pimps. All right? Every time you think about the three P's, think about the Democrats, the deep state, the globalists, the so-called mainstream media. Okay? Klantifa, yes, Klantifa, because they use the tactics of the Klan, and the BLM. We can talk about that later, the BLM. I have another name for them. But we have got to seize the narrative and keep it. Turn that narrative on them. Show who the real racists and fascists are. They're not just racists. They're out and out blatant fascists. And we have to understand that. And we must take heart, hold on to each other tightly, inform each other, encourage each other, and intensify.
I want to go over a few of the issues that are unfolding right now with Larry Pinkney, who's joining us right now, one of the founding members of the real Black Panther Party, not the modern Soros-funded one that's basically like they fund the Klan, they fund the other group too, just like, and we'll play that clip coming up next segment, at least part of the clip with what, of course, one of the top experts on this many decades ago, J. Edward Griffin, talked about when he said the main thing we got to stop is the white supremacist counter responding to this because that's their plan, what they're hoping for. But pro-BLM medical workers silent when black man asks if unborn black babies matter. And we're talking half the black people are aborted, folks. And you bring this up to a leftist, they will not stand up for, I don't care if it's a black baby or a white baby, but they particularly want those black babies. Here's what he had to say in this viral video.
Lives matter or just some black lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? You have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born.
And again, that's everything right there. If you're a regular listener, you don't see it. There's probably 100 nurses and doctors And as soon as he says, what about black babies? They shut up. That's training. That's cult training. Because they know all day in there they're sterilizing black women. They know all day in there that the target's black people. This isn't some social justice signaling by me. Folks, if they can do this to black people, they'll do it to everybody, and they are. It's evil, Larry.
It's more than evil. You know, the fact is that they talk about, you know, you've heard that expression, virtual signaling. Throw that out. Take the narrative back. How can they virtue signal when they have no virtue? All right?
Exactly.
The fact is, you know, the fact is, my brother Alex, that it's all about controlling, dividing, manipulating, stirring up as much chaos as possible.
No, I agree, but how do they have 100 nurses and doctors so trained? What about black people? Yay! What about black people? Yay! What about black babies? Hmm?
Nothing.
They're trained.
Nothing. That's right. They're like trained chimpanzees. In fact, I give a chimpanzee more credit. The fact is that we need to not only wake up ourselves, and I know your audience is awake, but we need to push this. That's why I keep saying, take back the narrative.
Tell us how to do it, Larry Pinkney, on the other side, former political prisoner. And we've got exclusive info Roger Stone's got out, too. That's coming up. He's about to go into prison for what he did. It's unbelievable. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, BlackActivistWG.org. Larry Pinkney, we'll be right back.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel, I will continue to buy the product. 10 peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's Alex Jones.
By the way, you know the only way this show gets out from band.video or infowars.com/show is if you share it in your text message or word of mouth. You can try on Twitter or Facebook. That's all totally censored. They're censoring everybody now. I've probably gotten 6 calls today, at least 6. And the boom operator said it happened to him. Their Android this week wouldn't let them use the app anymore. It's a 501 era. Well, yeah, they just banned us a few months ago on the Google app because I said that you need hydroxychloroquine or zinc or vitamin C or vitamin D3. I had medical doctors on. They said only the UN can give advice. They actually said this in a press release. You're banned. So now they Google did an update, and people are banned from seeing them. They're like sending me text messages. Hey, you've got a technical problem. Your app's gone. I'm like, no, they banned it a few months ago. They just pushed an update last week, and now there's hundreds of thousands more that can't find it. And I walk down the street everywhere. People go, I used to love your show. Too bad you're off the air. And I'm like, we've got our own network, our own system, our own satellites. It's here. It's bigger than ever for those that know about it. But those that don't know it exists. So it's all your word of mouth. Infowars.com/show is live feeds. Band.video, newswars.com. We've launched a site exposing these masks. It's a sign of slavery and control. WeCan'tBreathe.news. It's all up to you, folks. I can kiss your ass all day, and I love you to death. I'm just telling you, this is a global corporate takeover with Chinese communist slavery as the model. Larry, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Pulling back from this and just seeing where it's all going, what other knowledge do you want to impart onto us? What do you want to say about BLM? And these Soros-funded groups, because a lot of these young people are really listening to what you have to say. They really believe that these Soros-funded groups really care about black people or folks in general.
First of all, BLM is a fraud. It's a fake. It's disgusting, and it's extremely dangerous. Right? BLM. What a name. Black Lives Matter. What about the 14 people that died last week on Father's Day in Chicago? Where's BLM? One of those 14 black people was a 3-year-old boy. Okay? Where's BLM? They're nowhere. They're nowhere to be found. Because they don't really give a damn about black lives or any lives. They are political, parasitic political pimps. They're getting money. And they're funneling that money to whom? To the seditious, racist, Ku Klux Klan Democrats. And yes, I said Ku Klux Klan Democrats. That's why I call Antifa Klantifa. Because that's really what they're about. So, getting back to your original point, Alex, we need to understand that it's up to us.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but you're absolutely right. The Democrats were not raising any money. Now they've raised $50 million off BLM, which they run, and Antifa wears masks just like the Klan, and they're funded by a Nazi collaborator. You can't make that up.
And that Nazi collaborator is none other than George Soros. People have been so dumbed down by this insidious, insipid media, and we can call it a media. I call it the propaganda arm of the Third Reich. In fact, it's so insidiously controlling and manipulative that it would make the Third Reich propaganda arm green with envy.
It would run circles around Goebbels.
Yes. Goebbels would be envious, all right? So we know this. But let's concentrate on our power. Because our power is us. It's you, me, all
that's
of
right.
Our brothers.
How do we, exactly. Let's focus on us. What do?
We have got to ensure, and I say this, I said it before, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to try to explain it. When I say take back the narrative, I mean we have got to determine our own means, our own words, our own phrases. Every time, you know, when I was a kid, right, in elementary school, they say, oh, your mama wears combat boots or something stupid, you know, and kids would do that with each other, right? So I would do like this. I don't know if you all can see my hand, but I would go like this. All right. And it meant right back at you. All right. And we need to understand that everything, and not only understand it, but we need to tell people that everything.
No, you're right. We don't take it. We got to respond back in our own original way every time. And we get stronger. Okay. They get weaker. We don't submit.
That's
we
right.
fight back.
That's right. And we fight back with truth. With facts, okay? These folks can't stand facts. They treat facts, okay? They treat facts like Dracula treats the cross. It's like, oh my God, no, no, don't give me facts. You all right? Give me the Kool-Aid. And so we have got to, and we've got a grand opportunity to do this. We've got to do
it. No, I agree. I think if we strike, the globalists have miscounted. They really are going for broke. I think out of weakness.
Well, they've overplayed their hand, Alex. My brother, they've overplayed their hand. They pushed so far and so fast. And you watch. Now they're going to start trying to moderate. Well, you can't moderate fascism. They're fascists. You can't moderate globalism. They're globalists. So our job is to intensify, to keep pushing our narrative, which is the truth. That's our job.
Keep landing on us, Brother Pinkney.
I have to tell you, and I'm going to say this again, I want to reiterate, I said it on another show, this show, we are not alone, all right? The media, the so-called mainstream media, I say so-called because they're not mainstream, they're lamestream. But in any event, the so-called mainstream media wants you and me and all of our brothers and sisters out there to think that we're by ourselves. We are far from by ourselves. We are united. We are strong. We are getting stronger every day. I want to emphasize that because you're not going to find that.
By the way, you're not
CNN.
Just saying that. This whole attack is because we're strong.
That's right. Why else would they attack, my brother? Because we are strong. So look at it from the standpoint of, over the target. That's why we're getting the flak. And that's why InfoWars got the flak and is still getting the flak. We're all over the target. Let's intensify. Let's keep on hitting them with troop bombs every single day. We'll plant the seed. If it grows, great. If it doesn't, we move on and plant some more seeds.
I agree with you, and I agree we should focus on our power when we come back, though, and just tell us now, gut level, people should be wary what to look out for. I think they're going to stage a mass racial shooting or a bombing of a federal building, and you can just smell it. I think the false flag's about to happen.
Right. Absolutely. We know that. You're absolutely correct. Let's talk about it.
All right, Larry Pinkney. Larry, you got great sites, great books. Never promote yourself. You deserve to be all over the place. We love you. Where do people find your material?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, I'm in the book called Saying No to Power, written by William M. Mandel, introduction by Howard Zinn. I'm also on reality_.1 on reality_1 on Twitter. I'm also at blackactivistwg.org, which stands for writersguild.org. But you're right. I don't promote myself. I want to promote my brothers and my sisters of all colors.
No, no, listen, people need to know where to find more of what you do. We'll be right back. Right. We got a word from Roger. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Breaking news, Larry Pinkney is our guest. Girlfriend of man who flew White Lives Matter banner fired from her job in the UK. Premier League football players kneel for BLM. No recognition for victims of Reading terror attack. COVID-19 is a nursing home disaster. We've got so many reports. Larry Pinkney's our guest. Before I go back to him, we're funded by listeners and viewers buying products. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. We've got great products. Vitamin B12, when it's organic, is so good, but you got to take it under the tongue to really get the absorption. We have Ultra 12 as part of the 4th of July special. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. 4th of July super sale starts now. New deals added every day. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. That means 10% off your next order. This is the new sale. We've got Winter Sun, that's the vitamin D3, so good for you, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, back in stock, 33% off. Storable foods, so good to have, so you're backed up and prepared. That's available again at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Okay, going back to Larry Pinkney. Larry, I could ask 1,000 questions, but you've got the floor. It's about 9 minutes left in this segment. What else do you want to impart as a founding member of the real Black Panther Party versus what G. Edward Griffin talked about, how they're funding black extremists and white extremists? That's come out since he said that in 69 in court, that these shadowy corporations are trying to create a race war. Well, obviously, they're enslaving us all. They want us to kill each other.
Of course, and the fact of the matter is, since you mentioned the original, and I'm glad you make that crystal clear. Yes, I'm a member, a veteran of the original Black Panther Party, all right? That's dating back to when it was founded in 1966. Not this Jive Time has stepped in, so-called new Black Panther Party, which I have nothing to say about other than go away, all right? Now, the fact of the matter is, when it comes down to, you know, organizations, if you can call them that, such as Black Lives Matter, BLM, why aren't they doing what historically we did? We were in the communities, all right? In the communities, and we were there with our brothers and sisters of all colors. We had health programs, medical programs, food programs, senior citizens programs, all right? It's an endless list. We had that. That's what we meant when we said, serve the people, body and soul. And in our breakfast programs, it didn't matter if you were white, brown, yellow, or red. If you needed food and you were in our community, then you got it, okay? And, of course, as a black person in a black community, quote, unquote, we were going to do everything that we possibly could to get you to understand that you can take care of yourself. You can sustain yourself and your own community. We didn't turn to no George Soros to get funding. We didn't turn to the federal government to get funding. We didn't turn to private enterprise to get funding. We did it ourselves. And if so-called Black Lives Matter really cared, which they do not, but if they really cared, then send them to Chicago. Send them to Detroit. Send them to Baltimore, Philadelphia, okay? These major cities. Send them there and tell them you serve the people, body and soul. Serve them, you pieces. Serve them, okay? Not all this crap. I'm sick and tired of seeing this insidious nonsense about Black Lives Matter. Indeed, all lives matter. How can black lives matter if all lives don't matter, right? I mean, that's just common sense. Whatever happened to common sense, I'll tell you what happened to common sense. It's not common anymore thanks to decades of brainwashing of these people who are now out in the streets, okay? And then we have these passive-aggressive, self-deprecating whites who think that they can somehow absolve themselves, which they really don't need to be absolved because there's enough blame to go around to everybody. I don't care what your color or gender is, all right? But these self-deprecating whites who want to bow down, what? Bring slavery back, only reverse it? No, I believe what Dr. King said. I believe Dr. King made it clear that it's about the content of one's character and not the color of the skin. Who are the real racists? Why, they are. Who are the real fascists? Why, they are. And we need to remember that, my brothers and sisters. I don't care what your color is. We don't have time for that. We've got to save each other, save our republic. And yes, I support President Donald J. Trump? You bet I do. Just like Frederick Douglass, the late, great Frederick Douglass, supported the Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. And I'm not pushing the Republican Party. I'm pushing principles here. Principles. And this is what we need to have. Principles with each other. And by the way, when we disagree, and there will be times that we will and should disagree, but do it in private. Don't do it openly so that these fascists and these real races can take advantage of that and exploit it. Do it in private. But as Brother Malcolm said, come out as a united front. And this is what we have got to do constantly. These so-called liberals, so-called progressives, they're not progressive. They're regressive. I repeat, they are regressive. They are parasitic political pimps. Be proud of what you are. And I don't give a damn what your color is.
I totally agree with you. Larry, let me ask you this then. Why are they so upset from the top of the globalist, the Chi-Coms and the EU, the Hollywood, right down to their average meth head, weird white dude trying to stir up a war? What do they think they're getting? Where does all this come from?
Well, I think some of it is coming from what I said before. They're trying to, you know, I call it passive aggressive guilt. You know, I don't want to be in the foxhole with somebody who's in the foxhole because they're doing it out of guilt. I want to be, if I have to be in the foxhole, let me be with a brother or sister who's doing this out of love for the Republic. Okay? What are they doing?
Exactly. Why? Doing this because you care, not because you're doing some weird guilt thing.
Right. Right. That's very dangerous. It's totally unacceptable. And I love my brothers and sisters, and I don't give a damn what you're
doing. I'm not kissing your ass. What you just said is so deep. Doing something out of some fake guilt somebody puts on you versus what you know is right, it's two different things.
That's
completely
right.
Totally different. And that is powerful. Like doing it because you know it, and you love it, and you want it. Like, I don't want to die, but I'm ready to. Versus somebody lays guilt on me. I don't know. But think about the types that do this out of guilt. They've got some other issues they're trying to work out and using black people as some weird thing they've got.
Any people they can find, and in this case, it's black people. And the globalists, okay, take full advantage of that. They know this. They take full advantage of this.
That's some weird psychology. Explain that to me. How does that work? Because you seem to figure it out.
I've looked at it, and I must admit, I shake my head and go, oh, my God, have these people lost their minds? Are they actually getting on their knees doing the very thing that we struggle against for hundreds of years, and now they're on their knees? No, that's not what I struggled for. That's not what we in the original party struggled for. We struggled for equality, for
and justice. That threatens the big globalist New World Order Chi-Com slave grid. So they
that's
become
right.
What they fear. They fear the West Renaissance of us trying to get ourselves right. So they become it and then turn it in against itself, make it a fool, destroy it, and then they're done with it.
That's right. But you know what, my brother? We're going to have our renaissance. We are in our renaissance right now. And it's going to grow and grow and grow. Like that song by the Temptations. Like a snowball rolling down the hill. It keeps on growing.
See if we can find that when we come back. Temptations. Save that song.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These cranes here for a long time. It's brought to my attention the manufacturers might be a little bit racist.
Here you got a bunch of fine white folk just happy as shit, giving crane signals. Then you do a good walk around the crane, and you find out that guess what? Every time there's a hazard, it's a black man getting hurt. You look at this hand here, guess what? This old black man's getting crushed. What you got here, a little electricity? Uh-oh, how many black electricians you know? Let's climb on up this sucker here, watch our footing, come back here. Oh, innocent black man getting crushed by the counterweights. But then you got old Billy Bob here, happier than a pig in shit. Cable up, Daryl. Look at this motherfucker. Cable down. Hey, lower that boom. I mean, look at all the white folk. All of them. Happy. Happy, happy, happy. Then guess what? Another black man. Oh, hey, man. Watch that there hook. It's going to fall on your head if you don't get out the way. Black man. What we got here? Black welder. Guess what? Don't weld on it, black man. You're going to get shocked. Look here. Black man's hand getting burnt by some pressurized hydraulic oil leak. And white man over here just hanging out, just doing him. No big deal. Black man, don't step there with your black foot. It's my crane. Hey, black man, don't put your hand in that cable. It'll hurt. So next time you see one of these crane manufacturers walking around Walmart, go ahead and slap the shit out of him. Tell him stop being so racist. Come on.
And that shows, like Bubba Wallace saying that the pull down on the garage was a noose, and it turned out they have years of footage of the same damn things there. So again, it's not lessening the fact that they're aborting the black babies and there is this agenda to, you know, depopulate the third world. That's going on. And it's all covered by saying, well, if I see a noose, I'm going to call the police. Like I said today, what happened to this NASCAR driver who's about as black as I am? Because I get a good tan going, I'm, you know, I mean, look at this right here, ladies and gentlemen. He says he sees, it's a pull. And again, we don't even blame him. He was told by his corporate sponsors he'll probably get a Nike sponsorship to divide us because Nike has slave camps. Well, how does Nike cover that up? Well, claim they love black lives. Larry Pinkney, this is sick.
It's sick, it's disgusting, it's insidious, and it's well-planned. Sick, disgusting, insidious, and well-planned. But we've got something that they don't have. We have truth, and we have each other, and we have determination. You know what? To slip off into some little ghetto ease, they ain't seen nothing yet, my brother. They ain't seen nothing yet. They think we're silent. They think we're fools. They think they're going to keep on pimping and hoodwinking and bamboozling us. They are wrong. They are wrong. We have only just begun. And it's going to happen like a wildfire. You hear me? Like a wildfire. So all I have to say is, y'all just keep on doing it. Keep on overplaying your hand. Keep on saying that everything you see is racist. Nobody's saying that there's no racism at all. Of course there's racism. And by the way, it's on all sides. I might emphasize all sides. So what we need to do is, I keep saying this, hang tight to each other. Keep putting the information out there. Intensify. Stop feeling like you're all alone, because you're not all alone. You're strong. You're beautiful. And the most beautiful thing I have seen in the past few years, frankly, is the rise of patriotism and patriots for our great republic. I didn't say perfect. I said our great republic, and all power to the people. Black.
You're
white,
absolutely right, Larry. That's the thing, is the big mega corporations are literally number wise killed more than Hitler. I mean, and Hitler's a bad guy. They're so damn evil, and they've got us all fighting with each other when they're clearly the enemy. And I don't mean that in the communist way. The corporations are communists. They're all tax exempt. I want to tax Google and Facebook and Twitter and Apple. And I want them out of China and not having slave camps. And I want China to be free. But to have Tim Cook literally on record with all these people in slave camps confirm making Apple parts, and then he tells me I'm bad? This is so obvious.
Well, I mean, it's like the frying pan calling the pot black. I mean, you know, if you'll excuse that expression, brothers and sisters, but the bottom line is we're talking hypocrisy here. We're talking hypocrisy here. And the reality is, that's why I keep saying, seize the narrative, turn it on them, seize the narrative, put it back on them, and be serious about it.
By the way, I'm sure you saw the Charlottesville thing early this year in January. 50,000 people, a good 10-15% were black. That totally nothing happened violent. The left even said 50,000 gun owners, nothing, all together. They said it was a white supremacist rally. It was a big love fest about rights. That scared the hell out of the establishment.
Of course it did, because then what do you have? We had unity. We had real unity between black, white, brown, red, yellow. They don't want to see that. They want to see the opposite of that while claiming that they want
under
unity.
Under, we're all allowed to have guns. When they saw every color of the rainbow with guns saying we're a republic and we have freedoms and we tell the man we're not your slave, that's what made the governor, blackface of Virginia, shit his pants.
That's right. And you know what? We need to do that nationwide. nationwide, because we are one people. I repeat, we are one people. This is one republic, and any sour grapes that we have, we will deal with each other.
And that's the republic out of many one.
That's right.
And we're not going to let the Chi-Coms who enslave their own people manipulate us. They think we're weak, we're strong.
They think we're weak. Let them keep thinking that. But they got another thought coming. We are much stronger than they
ever. Well, I've known you 15 years. I've never seen you so positive. You can, what, just gut level and all your years of research. I mean, you can feel it. You can see it.
I can see it and I can feel it. And as you know, brother, I've been in the struggle for well over 50 years. And I've the only thing that's actually different now is that the media is playing this game of, oh, I'm on your side. The media's never been on the side of the people, especially now. Okay, they're pimping all of us, black, white, brown, red, and yellow. So I'm positive because I think and can see that more of our people, and by our black, white, brown, red, and yellow citizens of this republic, are waiting.
Larry, listen, I don't want to be over positive, but I took a week off, went to the coast, you know, the Gulf of Mexico. And I was in restaurants and everywhere. I mean, it was black, white, old, young, you name it, Hispanic, Asian, Chinese getting photos with me. They were all like, COVID's a hoax. They want a race war. F them. We love you. We get it. I mean, I probably shook 100 black hands. There weren't a lot of black folks in Texas Coast. They were more awake than anybody else. I agree with you that they have really pushed it. I don't think the establishment knows how screwed up they are right now.
And we want to make sure that they don't know. Keep on keeping on, because they haven't seen, and I repeat, they have not seen, my brother, anything yet. They're tired of it. We are tired, as Fannie Lou Hamer said, we are tired of being tired. Enough is enough.
It is super obvious. So you're just in the general community. Are folks where you're at waking up as well?
Yes, to my great surprise and delight. I'm hearing people saying, oh, my God, I was telling the sister, you know, about what Biden had to say about you're not black if you don't vote for me. And she went, what? Lost my vote? I said, well, that's the Democrats. Don't you know about Robert C. Byrd? Of course, she didn't know about Robert C. Byrd, but she learned. That's my job. That's our job. Get it out. You know, share with our brothers and sisters and learn from our brothers and sisters. None of us are perfect, but not one of us is as strong as all of there is, Robert Byrd, KKK. Anyway, not
and they're
one of
so scared of us, like you just said. I probably talked to 500 people on the street the last few weeks. I mean, I've never been this aggressive, and people aren't ready. I just do it because I know, oh, you think you're going to censor me? I'm going to do this in person. You see, they can feel it, too. I'm just boom, boom, boom.
That's right, and I'm proud of you. And you know what, brother? People are all over the world. This is not just a national thing. This is a global thing. We're all proud of you, InfoWars, and all patriots. All power to the people.
Larry, we're proud of you because we wouldn't be here without you. And we're all the same thing. We're all unified under human love, red blood, and a future for our children. Larry Pinkney, we love you, and God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. All power to the people. Love you, brother.
Powerful interview. All right, I do a Roger Stone update, and then the next host is taking over. We got so much to cover. That was powerful. I'm telling you, it's incredible. We'll be right back with hour number four. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.